Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 22 of our 40 days of Teshuva using the El Chet prayers. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to become conformed to His image. And Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. And this is the time to do spiritual house cleaning. El Chet number 21, for the sin that we have sinned before you by causing subservience through bribery. Number 22, and for the sin that we have sinned before you through denial and false promise. Here's a thought. Have we ever tried to bribe God or make false promises to Him? How many times do we try to strike deals with our Father to justify our disobedience? God, if you will do this for me, then I promise you I will never do this or that again. Or if you just give me a better job, then I will tithe and give offerings. Isn't this a form of bribery, thinking that we can control our Heavenly Father as an excuse not to obey? Haven't we all done this sometime in our life, one way or another? And how many times did the answer our prayers manifest because of His love, grace, and mercy, only to have us turn around and not fulfill our vows and promises? Have we told our pastors or rabbis and leaders that you are behind them, only to turn your backs and leave when they need you the most? Have you ever made a pledge and not fulfilled it, whether you felt pressured or not? Nobody was forcing you to make that pledge. However, this is a various thing in God's eyes. We all need to say what we mean and mean what we say. We need to be people of absolute integrity, so we have no place, give no place to HaSatan in our lives. We need to be people of our word and to fulfill our commitments we have made to others and to our communities. Psalm 24, 3-4, who may go up to the mountain of Adonai? Who can stand in His holy place? Those with clean hands and pure hearts, who don't make vanities the purpose of their lives or swear oaths just to deceive. Psalm 144, 7-8, reach out your hands from on high, rescue me, save me out of deep waters, out of the power of strangers, whose mouths speak worthless words and whose right hands swear false oaths. Matthew 5:33-37. Again, you have heard that our fathers were told, do not break your oath and keep your vows to Adonai. But I tell you not to swear at all, not by heaven, because it is God's throne, not by the earth, because it is His footstool, and not by Yerushalayim, because it is the city of the great King. And don't swear by your head, because you can't make a single hair white or black. Just let your yes be a simple yes, and your no a simple no. Anything more than this has its origin in evil. James 5:12. But of all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Exodus 23:8, you are not to receive a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the righteous. Deuteronomy 16:19-20, you are not to distort justice or show favoritism, and you are not to accept a bribe, for a gift blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of even the upright. Justice, only justice, you must pursue, so that you will live and inherit the land Adonai your God is giving you. Proverbs 17:23, from under a cloak a bad man takes a bribe to pervert the course of justice. As we continue to go through the El Chet prayers and prepare ourselves for the High Holy Days, we are seeing how much we are in need of a Redeemer and redemption. Praise God that He has provided this through our Savior and Master, Yeshua, our Messiah. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory and righteousness of God, but He has provided atonement for us so we can walk in righteousness and holiness all the days of our lives. Ask yourself, for the mistakes we committed before you through bribery, Bribery is most subversive because we are often not aware of how it affects our decisions. In the words of the Torah, bribery is blinding. Ask yourself, have I compromised my integrity because of money? Have I compromised myself for the sake of honor and flattery? Have I failed to do the right thing because I wanted approval? For the mistakes we committed before you through denial and false promises. The mark of a great person is a meticulous commitment to truth, despite whatever hardships, embarrassment, or financial loss might be involved. Ask yourself, have I lied to myself? Have I lied to others? Does my job ever involve having to lie? Have I rationalized the acceptability of a white lie? I want to end with this prayer to be God inside minded. I am a spirit learning to live in a natural world. I have a soul and I live in a physical body. I am in the world, but I am not of the world. God of Shalom, I ask you to sanctify me in every way, and my whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the day when our Messiah Yeshua comes again. Father, you called me and you are completely dependable. You said it and you will do this. Thank you for the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, who guides me into all the truth through my regenerated human spirit. Father, your searchlight penetrates my human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. You actually gave me your spirit, not the world's spirit, so I know the wonderful things you have given me. I am a child of God, born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God, and led by the Spirit of God. I listen to my heart as I look to the Spirit inside of me. Thank you, Ruach HaKodesh, for directing me and illuminating my mind. You lead me in the way I should go in all the affairs of life. You lead me by my inward witness. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. Wisdom is in my inward parts. God's love is perfected in me, and I have an unction from the Holy One. Father, I am becoming spirit conscious. I listen to the voice of my spirit and obey what my spirit tells me. My spirit is controlled by the Ruach HaKodesh and dominates me, for I walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I examine my leading in light of the word. I trust you, Abba, with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you and you direct my paths. I walk in the light of the Word. Ruach HaKodesh, you are my counselor, teaching me to educate, train, and develop my human spirit. The Word of God shall not depart out of my mouth. I meditate therein day and night. Therefore, I shall make my way prosperous, and I will have good success in life. I am a doer of the Word, and put your Word first. In Yeshua's name, amen.